is a classic remix. Chief Inspector remix there, whoever he was. Princess. And send a message in from Gary Davison now. He used to be on here. Yeah, he's on another station now. Yes, he is. Caroline Community Radio, he is, yes. That's a really good show on there. Right, so hello to you, Gary. He says, just got back from holiday in Swanage. Weather was a bit hit and miss, but we had a good time, yeah. Safe journey home. Another good show. Thank you very much. Oh, and he put... Oh, Luther Vandross. So, yeah. These. So he says, yeah, great show, Nige. Sweetest one. What a tune. 7 weeks now until the next Soul Weekend at Yarmouth. Yeah, I've got some details about that given to me a little while ago. And hope you're feeling well. Yeah, I'm all right, mate, and we're all okay. Anyway, we've got Paul here, and so what else can we add about drag racing? Let's talk about some of the other spectacles that you can see, i.e. like the jet cars. Yeah.
You've got to think about the jet car, but there again, you obviously had a pretty good view of it from where the studio used to be.
Up in the tower, we used to be there. And yeah. The gear used to go absolutely everywhere. It used to blow the windows out.
Uh-huh.
And then we was behind it in the other studio.
Yes, I remember that.
And then the studio, not the actual bit we was in, all around the studio was just full of smoke.
Yeah.
Nuts.
Oh, yeah, it's one of those things that's quite unique. I mean, you see the same kind of thing in the States as well. They do a night of fire kind of event. Most of the tracks that I've been to in Florida and the southern states do something like that, and they've all got their own jet cars that travel around, same as we've got over here. But I think our one is pretty quick.
Fireforce, that's
yes.
It. But then we've got the other ones now, and going back a few years, they never used to race against each other because it stopped for a while. But now they do go against each other now.
Yeah, but they, because of the wash you get from the jet thrust, they stagger them because otherwise you'd end up with one being blown off of the
off
track.
Yeah, amazing experience. I remember taking Nick. What's his name? Oh, me and my names. I was talking about him the other day. From DIY SOS. What's his name? Nick Knowles. That's it. Took him on the start line at the pod when Fire Force went. And I said, what do you think of this? And he goes, well, this is great. And everything. All of a sudden he went, and he swore. And obviously, you know, it was a big experience for him. He's never forgotten it.
No, you won't.
Certainly not on the start line. No.
No.
You get blown away, definitely. It's good fun, though.
Oh, yeah. It's as I said, drag racing's a show. It's an entertainment.
Yeah, and then, of course, you've got the motorbike side of things as well. That's interesting. They're nuts as well.
Yeah. Yeah, we have to wear... That's the thing. We have to wear a hands device, you know, three-layer fireproof suit, crash helmet, gloves, boots, and they just wear a leather race suit, and that's it.
But some of them are on nitro engines.
Oh, yeah. I mean, some of those run 6 seconds. In fact, if the really, really top end of the sharp end of that sport is the same, they can run 5 seconds.
Mad sport. But then they go through to juniors as well.
Yeah, but they were different kind of crazy to us.
Yeah, they are. They are mad. Yeah. And then there was the mad Frenchman.
Eric Tabou.
Eric Tabou. What a lovely man.
Oh,
he
yeah.
He is nuts.
Oh, yeah, completely. He reminds me of the guy on the Cannonball Run that's doing the same thing on a bike. Yeah.
This guy had a rocket bike, and it was effectively like the lunar module engine, wasn't it?
So it was like lighting the blue touch paper and standing well back.
Yeah.
It was because when he used to do a run, I mean, his feet on he's holding on just on the handlebars.
Yeah.
The legs are flailing behind the bike. Yeah, you've got to be
and it run on peroxide, didn't it?
Hydrogen peroxide.
Hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah.
And then what he gets up to the start, just before the start line, and then he gets it all ready. Winds it up with itself, and then moves it up to the start line. They do the countdown for the lunar landing or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then whoosh, That's the sound.
Yeah.
That's it. And he's hoping that somewhere at the other end he'll stop. But the actual power, once the tanks are empty, that starts to slow him down.
Yeah, I'm not sure what starts it and what slows it down. All I know is I'm never doing it.
It's absolute madman. But he doesn't do it anymore. He's retired. But he has
retired. I think he retired while he was ahead, while he's still alive.
Yes, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, hats off to him. Eric was a lovely, lovely man. Ooh. Still is. And, yeah, I think, did he run? I think he may have
run. He done his best ever, didn't he?
It was 4 seconds. Was it a four-second
pass? Four-second
pass,
yeah.
I mean, on a bike.
That's mad.
With a rocket.
And his feet up in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not doing that.
No.
No.
No, that is absolute nuts. But yeah, so yeah, drag racing is an amazing sport.
We're all about big statistics, high speed, big statistics, you know, a real show. It is a show. You can't say you're not entertained.
No.
When you come to a race event.
That's so if you're interested, certainly look up santapod.com. Yeah, santapod.com. It tells you all the events that are coming up. And how to get into it. I'm going to play a bit of Northern Soul for you now. I've got three tracks lined up for you, and then I'm going to tell you about an event that's coming up very soon, which I have sort of get sort of involved with. So we've got Al Wilson, The Snake. That's a nice Northern Soul song. Wayne Gibson, Under the Thumb. And then a bit of Frankie Valli, which is Northern Soul as well. And You're Ready Now. All three together. Here we go.
To a bosom, you're so beautiful. beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't have brought you in, by now you might have died. Now she stroked his pretty skin again, and then kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying thanks, that snake gave her a vicious bite. Take me in, oh tender woman, take me in, for heaven's sake.
Frankie Valli there, and you're ready now. Before that, of course, that's Al Wilson, another classic. The Snake. And before that was Wayne Gibson and Under My Thumb. So coming up very soon, have a look at the Princess Theatre. And I've interviewed this lady so many times, and I will be interviewing the main man very soon on here. Proper Northern Soul night for you down at the Prince's Theatre. I'll tell you all about it in just a couple of minutes' time. So I've got a bit of star point. Do you know what? I wasn't going to talk to Paul, but I will. Yeah, see? And Sam looks like she's ready for bed. No, behave yourself. No. You're tired, Sam. So. Right.
What?
So let's just wrap this up then. What do you want to talk about? Getting people interested and everything else quickly about drag racing, and then that's it.
Well, I think they know where we are. If anyone's interested, then, you know, come to the track.
Yeah,
that's the best thing. I mean, the best events, if you've never been before, is probably the FIA events, which is the main event, which
main
is
event,
the
yeah.
second Maybank holiday.
Yeah.
Or the European finals.
European finals,
used to be
yeah.
called the World Finals, but yeah. it's now the European finals, which is... I think the second
September.
Week, yeah, second weekend, first weekend in September.
September, yeah.
Those are the two events where we get all these Scandinavian teams, we get teams from all over Europe, we get all the pro-modified teams, we get Top Fuel, which you spoke about earlier, we get Fuel Funny Car, which again we spoke about earlier.
Yeah.
You also get Nostalgia Funny Car, which is another really...
Brilliant.
They're
car.
The kind of things that, to be honest, that's what... They're the classes that bring in the spectators in their numbers.
Yep.
And as I said, if you've never been, then you should go. If you don't like it and you're not impressed and you're not gobsmacked by what you see, we've got nothing for you.
Yeah, exactly. But you've also got the other events like Bug Jam. There's a Volkswagen crowd. Lots go on there as well. You've got massive dance marquees and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And also Ultimate Street Car as well, if you're a street racer.
Yes, but if you're coming to watch proper drag racing,
yeah,
those
the
are
ones.
The events. They're the kind of thing that we're
lifestyle.
At.
Yeah,
yeah. The others are lifestyle event, and Santa Pod have really excelled themselves. They are such a professionally run venue, and they cater for so many other events. Just go on their website. There's something for everybody.
A fun fair there as well.
Yeah, as I said, fun fair. You've got monster trucks. You've got lots of things to keep you entertained if we can't race, because obviously we're a fair weather sport, as I mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a great organisation. It's good value for money. And as I said, spectacle wise, if you haven't seen it, I think a lot of people in this country have been at some stage, but come again, it's moved on a lot in the past few years.
Yeah, you're not walking around in mud and everything else all the time there now. You've got hard standings, go up to the bank, you've got the grandstands, and it's a much, much, much better.
I'll tell you one thing that it's got, because obviously, you know, I've been to the States a lot. I've been to a lot of tracks. And the facilities we get at Santa Pod compared to the tracks in the States, I must say, they're really good.
Yeah.
Because most of the tracks in the States have got very little there. The food that we've got at Santa Pod, you've got pizza, you've got Chinese, you've got Indian, you've got obviously burgers, you've got...
Well, you've got a calf there as well.
Oh, yeah, you've got all the normal stuff, but you've got really nice coffee and stuff like that. You go to the tracks in America, you haven't got anything.
Yeah, you've also got a shop there where you can possibly get some bits.
Oh, yeah, you've got the
merchandise.
Yeah, I mean, they cover all the bases.
Yeah, basically. So, yeah, Santa Pod Raceway, it's www.santapod.com. And if you want to get in touch with Paul Marston Racing.
Yeah, you can find us on the World Wide Web.
Yeah, Paul Marston Racing. That's cool. We're very impressed. Guys, been great to catch up. We will see you very soon. Myself and Lisa will come up. And I'm trying if I can get my buggy down the track.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, thank you very much indeed. Sam, great to see you as well. And we will speak to you very soon, and hopefully we can have you back at the end of the season and see how you got on.
Yep. Honestly, it's been a pleasure. We really appreciate you having us.
Thank you very much indeed. Yeah, always a pleasure. You know that. Here we are. This is Starpoint, and what you've been missing exactly.
You won't regret it. We'll make it last. Gotta put your money on it. When I'm moving with you, body needs my kisses. When I get you, I'll give you what you've been missing.
They did another track, that Lock Star Point, called It's All Yours, and I love playing that one, that's great. But this is What You've Been Missing, Star Point, yeah. And if you haven't been to drag racing before, definitely go up to Centerport Raceway and give it a go, yeah. You won't go wrong. If you take your little ones with you as well, try and get them rear defenders, but apart from that, there's lots to do up there apart from the racing as well. Oh, yeah.
What you need? What you need?
Good Lord. 28 minutes past 7 o'clock right now. Or, so that's in normal sterling stuff. But if you want to go imperial, no, that's imperial. If you want to go decimal, it's 1928. Yeah, see? You don't know that, do you? Right. This is a wonderful record as well. I'm going to slow it down a little bit for you. This is Viola Wills. The song is called Dare to Dream. We all do that. And we all dream of doing nice things that you want to have in your life. Yes. It could be a race car or anything like that. Whatever you want, you can dream about it. And then we all have other sort of dreams as well. All right, behave yourselves. I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about horror ones as well. But then some of them could be like that. You never know. Sunday night with Nights, 29 minutes past now. But why would you be looking at your clock on a Sunday night? No need.
Phoenix FM. Hi, it's Darren Mutu. Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival, the only place we all hear old school roots rock, reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM.
Say very, very big hi to Jenny Gore. Jenny Gore was a fan of Santapod and also Nitro FM as well. She said, just took you in the shower. Great show. Nice to hear Paul as well. So, yeah, there we are. Thank you. Hello, Jenny. We'll speak to you very soon, love, and take it easy. All the way from Norwich, she is, yes.
Phoenix 98 FM. Hi, yeah.
Nigel, what's occurring?
Nigel on Phoenix FM.
Was of course Steel Pulse and Soldiers. Before that, Bob Marley is his love. Right now, it's the 3 degrees time. It's a mega dance mix, this one, yeah. And it's called The Heaven I Need Right Now. Hold tight, we're going in. 6:37, minutes of 3 degrees.
Nigel, the Soul Father, with the best 70s and 80s soul and funk on the radio.
Cause
There is a young man I must say hi to. Yeah, it's Max Marston. Hello, mate. You got a car now. Gosh, I remember you when you was just a few inches high. Yes, and now he's got his own car. He's out there. Got a girlfriend. What's going on? Nice for listening in, Max, and I'll send a copy of the show over to... Yes, in the morning, of course. Yeah. So Sam will have it, then you can listen to it, you can send it to each other and whatever you want to do. So there we are then, that is Heaven I Need, the dance floor mix for the 3 degrees. Right, so we've now got a reggae version of Dance With My Father. I love that song, it's brilliant. But this is by Don Campbell, we love this. So stay tuned, 9 more minutes from me.
Back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and danced with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up the stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never ever end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again.
Yeah, Zamfi's coming up. 8 minutes time. Well, 7 minutes time she is. Ah, she's in the studio. She's getting ready. Getting all her fingers ready for all the buttons and faders and everything here. So meticulous she is. Yes, Zamfi Beerman. Coming at 8 o'clock. I love this. Dance With My Father.
Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never knew that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final grant, one final step, one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never ever end. Cause I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear our mama would cry for him. Her even more than me, I pray for her even more than me.
There we are. That's Dance With My Father, a reggae version by Don Campbell.
Well, well,
love it. Many thanks once again to Paul Marston and Sam as well here. Paul from Romford, of course. Paul Marston Racing, look him up. Or if you're interested in going drag racing, then Santa Pod Raceway. It's up here near Wellingborough, a place called Poddington. Yep. Look it up, go along, have a look. It's amazing. So over the years, I was from the 80s, involved with the radio station, Nitro AM as it was in the early days, and then Nitro FM. So I know a bit about it, not too much. So that's that then. I love that version. But it means a lot to a lot of people, that's Dance With My Father. Right, this one. Do you remember this? This is a classic going back in time. This is Once Bitten, Twice Shy Vesta Williams. If I've got a chance, I'll put a little bit of Joe Duke on for you. His track's called Stepping Out Strange, that. Yeah, that's the name of this show. Right, Zampi's getting ready. Thank you very much once again to Paul Marston Racing, and of course, you out there, the listeners, and your participation. Thank you to the person in the studio that left me a copy of the Soul Survivors magazine, whoever, one of our members of staff, done it. Also, it's advertising a great Yarmouth Soul Weekender. Yeah, I know someone who's going to that.
Name is Dracula.
Yes. Once bitten, twice as shy. So remember then, love you all long time. You are the best. Take care. Zemphy is next. Shorter version then, that's Once Bitten, Twice Shy of Vesta Williams. What a great tune. So finishing off for me tonight, love you all long time, you are the best. Zamfi is next. So, taking us up to the next couple of minutes, this is Jules Duke and the song Stepping Out, named after my show. Love this. Good night, take care, love you all long time. If you're out driving tight, take it steady, should I say. Good night.
Phoenix FM.